Our Children's Commissioner is Dr. Claire Ahmed and is welcoming a long-awaited National Paediatric Palliative Care Service, calling it a significant step forward for tamariki with life-limiting conditions and their whānau. Just imagine that for a moment, please, on the pressures, the deep love that our parents and whānau have for our young people. Perhaps some of them have cancer or life-threatening conditions. They have shouldered the burden and the hardship of care themselves for so very long, and now the government has announced, I think it's about $15 million, to support the establishment of palliative care nurses for tamariki across the country. Claire Ahmed is with us today. Mihane kia koe te tuhine. Thanks for joining us again, Claire.
Te mihi kia koe te ao, morena.
Long overdue, and you know, I think it's fabulous for those families who are affected in this way. But again, I also, you know, challenge the timing. And whilst it's welcome pūtea and boost for those whānau, it is an election year, so issues like this do surface. But I don't want to be uncharitable. Claire, why is such an announcement a significant milestone for tamariki and whānau across Aotearoa?
This announcement is so significant in my eyes because we have never had a national paediatric palliative care service here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And what that has meant, not only has New Zealand been out of step with other OECD countries, where most have a paediatric palliative care service that's available nationally to support children who are dying, but what it's also meant, this gap has created significant inequities for mokopuna who are dying. For example, geographic inequities. We know that the situation of access for mokopuna in Auckland, for example, has been different to the rest of the country. And we also know that there's been an inequity for mokopuna compared to adults. So, for example, if you are an adult in this country and you need to access palliative care, generally you're going to be able to do that pretty close to home and with the multidisciplinary wraparound support that you might need. Mokopuna have not been able to access that kind of care. And that, I believe, is what is going to be brought through this National Paediatric Palliative Care Service. And I really want to pay tribute to all of the families, the whānau, the parents, the siblings, the doctors, the Paediatric Palliative Care Network of specialists in New Zealand who have led out on this advocacy, often through sharing personal stories, very, very close to their hearts, full of trauma of the loss of children who have died without adequate paediatric palliative care. And this announcement really does respond to their advocacy, which I have amplified over the last few years.
Yeah, tēnā koe. For many, I guess it caught us somewhat by surprise. We're used to the government slashing spending rather than channeling pūtea to worthy causes, and I don't think there is a more worthy cause than this, the difficulties faced by those whānau, the sadness and realities are something that we should all acknowledge, Claire. You mentioned you know, many aspects of health delivery and of government approaches. There exists inequity for tangata whenua. I'm hoping that that is not the case here. How can we guarantee? You mentioned some geographic inequity, which is understandable. Is there likely to be any cultural inequity? And if so, how might that emerge? And are you anticipating that it's going to be a level playing field for all here? You'd hope so, eh, Claire?
Absolutely, it has to be. We have to ensure that the right to health for tangata whenua, for mokopuna Māori, is upheld, including in situations where mokopuna Māori are in need of paediatric palliative care. So I will be advocating for this new national service to ensure that it is culturally grounded and culturally responsive. based on some of the data that I've seen from Reiko Tuku, the leading paediatric palliative care specialist service in New Zealand, which has been running and filling many of these gaps over the last few years. Based on some of their data published in a report called Unheard Cries, I note that a significant number of mokopuna who have received paediatric palliative care have identified as Māori. And so it is essential that this new National Paediatric Palliative Care Service is culturally grounded and culturally responsive. I also note some really recent work coming out of researchers of Waipapa Taumātarau, the University of Auckland, a framework, a model called Te Whare Paio, which is a Mātauranga Māori-based framework around paediatric palliative care. And they've published some tools which are going to be, I think, really important to be embedded within this new National Paediatric Palliative Care Service from a Mātauranga Māori perspective.
Tēnā koe. Well, it's welcome. And have you been in contact in the course of your professional life as well, Claire, with people who are very much in this situation? Their loved little ones are on a journey that's or conditions that are incurable. Have you had some personal connection to this situation yourself, Claire?
I guess I grew up as a child myself with cancer. It's from my teenage years. And so I did get to see, for example, some friends who were passing away from that sickness. I spent quite a lot of time in hospital. And so I saw for myself some of the situations that other young people were going through. And then in my work as Children's Commissioner, I've had quite close contact, for example, with some of the paediatric palliative care doctors and wider allied support workers who have walked this journey alongside mokopuna who are dying. And their stories have really informed my advocacy in this space. And the key thing that has continued to come through is that paediatric palliative care is actually not just about having a death with dignity for a child, but it is about ensuring that while that child is living, they are able to live to their fullest possible extent, that they're able to play, that they're able to do the things that give them joy as much as possible, and that they're able to be in their ahuru māuai, their safe space, whether that's in their whare or in their school or in their community, as much as possible, so that they can have that connection and remain close to home with whānau and be really well supported so that they can live as best as possible until they die.
Tēnā koe. And I thank you. I was unaware of that situation earlier in your life, Claire, but thank you for personalising that that kōrero. When our papa was in the last stages of life, the palliative care nurses, and admittedly it was in Sydney, but I'm sure it's the same approach here, were just amazing and wonderful. We tend to think of hospice when we speak of the term palliative care, but most of that is done at home, and it's about sharing with whānau techniques, how to intervene should you need to. Things don't happen health-wise necessarily from 9 to 5. They could be in the early hours of the morning, etc. So keeping people abreast of what is ahead is the work of palliative nurses, who just do a remarkable job. What would you say of the characteristics of those who work in this space, Claire?
Well, what I've observed is an ethic of deep, deep care for the mokopuna and the whānau who these medical specialists and wider allied health workers are working alongside. I've observed that they are always seeking to go above and beyond for them, and a deep sense of compassion but also technical and professional expertise, because we are talking, for example, about, you know, needing to administer certain medication to ensure that pain is alleviated as much as possible. And we know that that's so important, so that trauma is minimized for mokopuna in this, you know, end stage of life, and also that that trauma is minimized as much as possible for whānau. You spoke, Dale, about the fact that some whānau have been in really stressful situations as a result of this inequity, this gap in not having a national paediatric palliative care service. And so I am very hopeful that through this service, whānau mokopuna are going to be much better served. They're going to have better access to that specialist wraparound paediatric palliative care. And in doing so, I believe it should alleviate some of that trauma that has been existing for too many whānau and mokopuna in these situations. And you're absolutely right. It is the you know, highly trained specialist paediatric palliative care clinicians, allied health workers, who are going to be so crucial and continue to be crucial in making that difference for these mokopuna, for these whānau, in what is an unfathomable situation and the most difficult situation for them.
Thank you again for sharing some time and thoughts with us. I think we're all united in support and aloha for those whānau who are confronted by this reality. And it's always a pleasure to host your whakaaro, Te Tuenei. Thank you, Claire.
Ngā mihi, Dale. And I'll be advocating from here that this service is really putting the voices of mokopuna and whānau at the absolute centre in its design.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Ngā mihi. With you with 603, that was Dr Claire Ahmed, our Children's Commissioner, always going into bat for our tamariki mokopuna.